Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Twin powers activate.
Form of neediness.
Sloppy hair extension.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit. Swims.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter ba po di ba ha da wu
da di sa. Do the twins. Up ba da ba. Ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ha.
Darcy and Stacy, season 2, episode 4.
Form of codependence.
Lies and ex-wives.
Oh,
now that's a good name of a show.
Lies and ex-wives.
Oh,
kind of rhyme.
Boy, the hits keep on coming with this. I love this show.
This was kind of nuts.
It was nutty. I love these women. Y'all, we start off and... Do we have any announcements? Who fucking cares? This was so
I don't
good.
Care.
Y'all just...
Let's just get look, into the yeah, show. This yeah. is Reality Gaze, Darcy and Stacy.
Yes. I'm Maddie, and this queen beside me is Miss...
Reginald.
Reginald. Reginald, a.k.a. Poodle, a.k.a. Slut.
Gladly.
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 Y'all, Jake Anthony sitting beside me.
Hello.
Hello.
That did you have a stroke?
That yeah, I did kind of. Y'all, we open with that hair clip still in the back of Stacy's head. That little wow,
they really they must not like her. The crew,
really?
I
don't know. I think they do like her. I think they just
think it's funny.
They're making fun of her.
They are too overly styled, overly touched, sucked and tucked. Clowns.
Oh,
they're clowns.
And they know it. And I bet Stacy watched this, and she probably laughed.
She did,
and she was like, "Well, Florian, well, you didn't tell me my clip is out, Florian."
We did a meme, and they both shared it.
They both retweeted.
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
And it was basically me gagged. Being Stacy and Florian. So she'll explain to him what I was doing, probably.
It's this.
I don't understand, Stacy. What is
your
meme?
Name,
what is meme?
Meme. I don't like meme.
This is I've had a thought too. You know, it was like what? That theme they have. Now
I like that.
Why couldn't they find Lock Your Number? Why is that not the theme of the show?
Lock your number. Lock it on my telephone.
Song of the summer.
Song of summer.
The girls are like, No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
And they're like dancing at the table, and the girls they are played so it once mortified.
At the public YMCA pool, and y'all danced and embarrassed me, Mom.
It's almost like maybe they couldn't. Maybe their record company wouldn't give them the rights.
Oh yeah.
And TLC said, "We're not paying the $200 for it."
No, we're not. No. Is that even on Spotify?
Oh, I can't imagine.
Is it? I don't know.
Lock your number, lock your number up my phone. Song of the summer. But it's almost like the fact that they couldn't find their actual single, that's not the theme of their show.
Wow. They're on Spotify.
Play it.
If you didn't know about this, you're welcome.
This is the Silva Twins single, y'all. Lock your number.
Silver Twins!
We can't play a lot of it because we'll have to pay them.
They won't care. They'll be glad we pay them. Long intro. I'm kind of into this.
Is that? That's not their voices. Is it?
Yeah, they had like a rapper guest star.
When did they start? That is so auto-tuned. It's not
this?
Even rhythmic.
They're so auto-tuned. They don't even sound like human
no.
voices. Can we do this one day in drag?
Yes.
Get ready, y'all. It's coming.
Not at. Okay, stop,
never,
stop,
I've
stop.
Never listened to a song that waited a minute and 47 seconds to get to the chorus.
That was awful.
As a songwriter, that's not how long it should take
no,
you to get to a chorus.
No, they teach you that in pop song school.
There's only a minute and 55 seconds left on the phone. Or on the song.
Wow. Y'all, let's just get into this. I can't after
I
that.
Love them so much. I love that the cover art is them just having like Gucci phone cases. And then there's just numbers kind of superimposed all over the picture. And then just a pound sign. I love
they
it.
They tried.
God, I love them. I love
so,
them.
Anyway, this is post the dinner where they've walked off from the dinner for the second time.
Yes.
And Darcy doesn't, she's like, I need to understand who Georgie is. I don't know.
Well, and you know why I love them? Because what I love about Darcy and Stacey is they have no, and not in a it's not in like a narcissistic self-involved way. I'm sure they can be self-involved.
Yeah.
I mean, we do a podcast and we talk about our families. We all have this in some way. But they don't mind as women. They both feel like they should take up space in the world. And a lot of women don't claim
no, that's true.
Space in the world. And I kind of admire both of not kind of, I admire them both for
they've
that.
They've been through so much self-help books.
They have and
that
their
tell
brother
them
died.
To do that.
And so yep. they're like, we're going to do it. We're taking space in the world, silver power,
but
and
then
I'm good
they,
for you.
But then they, as soon as they start to do it, they become all of the stereotypes they shouldn't be.
Oh, for
like
sure.
Like Darcy.
For sure. For sure.
So they're talking about, remember you guys, the last episode, they said, you know, let's go talk to the ex-wife.
Let's go talk
great
to
idea.
It's Stacey DM'd her. And so Stacey comes in. She's
Florian goes, this is not good idea.
Florian, I just think she wants answers.
Darcy, my sister, this is not good idea.
What's fucked up? It's fucked up. Oh, wait, no.
Gotta be your strength. Gotta be your strength.
Who knew?
He's fucked up.
Who knew Florian would be such an... It was really sweet when he's like, Darcy's my
MVP
sister.
MVP of this episode.
Darcy's my sister. I have her back.
I have the Darcy back. I have Darcy back.
My heart hurts for her. She's been down this road many times.
Gotta be your strength.
Y'all.
So strong.
And then Stacey goes in the bathroom. She comes out in a very intricate nightie.
Okay. Her boobs are busting out of those things like a milkmaid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Hooter time, y'all. It's Hooter time. And Florian's like, oh,
wow, Darcy.
Oh, my God.
Yo, he gets very excited. He gets very excited. And he goes, oh, wow. And he just is kind of smiling. She gets in the bed.
Ew.
Y'all, and so.
Ooh, Hooter.
So he puts the covers over her. We just see a little peek and
tail.
We have some audio that a lot of people didn't hear. And actually, let's just go ahead and hear that.
This is still the clip. I'm still back here. Anybody? Can someone come and get me here?
Nancy.
Can someone?
Side here. You make me tired.
He's touching me.
Hello, extension.
I've had a long day. It's been emotional. I'd like just someone to take me out, please.
Rub hands along abs.
Okay, all the other extensions are just mad at me for showing out. Someone, please.
Insane.
I enjoyed that Florian sex talk.
Yeah.
It doesn't really...
No.
It's not that sexy.
There's nothing about him that is sexy.
What do you think Florian says when I'm coming?
Oh, God. Stace, I come. I come, Stacey. I come on you. Oh, Stacey. I have the Darcy back. someone did point out that my Florian sounds nothing like the actual Florian. I'm aware.
Who's counting?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's never been the point. Darcy, Georgie comes in. And he says, Darcy, of course, says, I didn't feel like I was respected. I just want to go to bed. I'm very drained. Very drained.
Very drained.
And he's basically saying, nobody's stopping you. I will say, Georgie's getting a rough edit in the last two episodes.
So, I think he is too. And maybe... Yeah, we're gonna talk about that later. But yes, I agree. Meanwhile, Stacey's like, I'm a little numb right now. Once again.
You mean Darcy.
Darcy, yes. She's like, thought somebody was one thing and then they're totally different.
she's already decided.
That's it. She has already decided that.
She also says she's gonna the ex responded and they're going to see her tomorrow.
Yes.
And my favorite statement is, I'm not trying to compare relationships.
Yes you are.
That's exactly what you're gonna go do.
Yes you are. I mean, you're not judging her or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're exactly, if you didn't want to compare relationships, then you wouldn't go. You wouldn't meet her.
Right.
Meanwhile, Georgie comes. It's so awkward and quiet. And Georgie's like, this is what I'm going to say. It's almost like we missed something in the edit. Because it does seem a little bit like they're mad at Georgie out of nowhere.
Well,
and I'm kind of like, what did Georgie do?
There was a little bit.
What did he say?
He kind of responded. I think they're talking about the very end of last episode when Georgie was saying, I told you I loved you, blah, blah, blah.
But even then, they kind of all came at him like, like he had done something wrong. And he was kind of, it basically almost reminded me of someone that agrees to, this happens in codependency, y'all. Someone who's codependent, they get resentful and they get angry for being taken advantage of. However, when they've been enabling somebody for like a year and the person's kind of like, wait a minute, what? Why are you upset? Because we both kind of were operating under this one circumstance, and now you're all of a sudden upset?
Yeah.
But I agree with you. He's getting a... Maybe he is totally taking advantage of her, but he's getting a rough at it.
Do the Florian technique. Do a lot of listening. And just nod your head, and then hopefully she won't take too much of your essence that night.
However, though, Darcy...
inject into her boobies.
But Darcy's way different than Stacey's, because Stacey lets things go.
Yeah.
I mean...
Darcy just can't.
Darcy is mad at Georgie when she has no proof that he's cheated on her.
Right.
And been with him. Florian literally cheated on Stacey.
Yes, that is true.
And she still took him back.
That's true.
And said, let's just not talk about it anymore.
So the next morning, I think we're in the next morning, she's still upset. Georgie says their energy is not good. And they are going to meet the ex. They tell the boys they're shopping. And, of course, what do two straight men go do? They're going to go to the gym.
They're going to go to the gym. They're going to go to the gym.
And they're eating croissants there. This is, I will say, y'all, don't talk about heavy subjects at breakfast. No one's really up. No one wants to fight at breakfast.
No.
I will say, someone tried to bring up, I'm like, no, this is a lunch conversation.
I was surprised because Darcy said, oh, I'll get everybody breakfast. And I went, wait, Darcy made breakfast? And then I see it's just croissant. And I went, that.
I would crash so hard. I would crash so hard.
I think
they
were from like La Mademoiselle or what, like a famous bakery or what is that?
Madeline.
Madeline, yes.
Yeah, Madeline. Madeline.
Didn't they used to have that in Dallas?
Oh, yeah. It was so good. Their tomato soup for the Madeline.
They don't have those here, do they?
No. I think they're still in Dallas. It was French food. It was so good.
It was really good.
And they had like the plate little restaurants. There was always like a fire inside. It was cute little seating.
They were
good. Felt very French bistro-y.
Don't have them here.
Nope.
You don't see a lot of French
LA
places.
LA hates chain restaurants.
It does.
Because the franchise fees are too expensive.
Yeah, it's true.
That's why we've said we missed things like Applebee's and...
That's why
people laugh because we say that. Because in a lot of the country, you can only find chain restaurants.
I ate at Chili's in Ardmore, Oklahoma for the first time in probably 6 years.
And it was delicious?
It was okay.
Yeah. There's something about eating a chain restaurant out here.
That's why we talk about. When's the last time you actually had Red Lobster?
Forever ago.
I think the last time I had Red Lobster was with you.
Yeah.
After a cabaret. Because
we'll go to restaurants around here. I mean, the chain restaurant I'll eat at is like a Tender Greens. I'll do that.
But literally, it was like probably 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Last time you ate at Outback Steakhouse?
Wait, oh, I can't remember.
That was with you. I'm seeing a pattern of when I go.
No, because you know I'll say yes.
Oh, yeah. I always drag you.
Yeah, I allow you.
I drag you to eat another loaf of pumpernickel bread.
It's delicious. So they are, Stacey's like, yeah, thanks for letting us meet your friends. And, you know, we're just hoping to understand you. Just trying to see what you were like. And
I hope you didn't feel attacked.
You felt like you're attacked, but you kind of flipped it on Florian, and I really didn't like that.
And he's like, yes, I was feeling attacked, and now you have same energy.
Yes, you do.
You do him as Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, as Schwarzenegger. I don't have to share everything with him, yeah.
And
it's not a tumor.
So Darcy just bursts out, you feel like everybody owes you something, Florian.
Yeah.
And then she kind of goes,
she
sputters.
My favorite part is when she's kind of holding her hands and she goes like this.
You can't see this, but she does purse her lips and she shakes. And Stacey does the same thing. Mm-hmm. She goes,
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Take a video of it. We'll put it on Instagram. This is meta.
No, you got to pause it.
No, I'm not pausing it. Press
record. Do it. Do it. Do it. We're doing video. We're doing video. This is Darcy.
We're doing the podcast right now, y'all. This is Darcy at the table.
With an enormous ring light behind your head. Right. Yeah. You're very selfish.
Because you're out for yourself. Because you're out for yourself, Georgie.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. All right. That's it.
That was meta.
I didn't like that.
I enjoyed it. Maybe we should have somebody just filming on their camera the whole time while we do our podcast.
No.
Okay.
I just made a decision. We are, she does say you're out for yourself.
Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I.
And she's like, yeah, it's like our dad would say, I don't want to blow smoke up her ass. So this is gross, y'all.
Yeah, there's no dumb questions, Georgie. Dad says no dumb questions. But it does, I think Georgie should feel attacked. I don't get it.
This was, I know, I
don't see where
I think they're really lunging into him.
Where's the smoke? Because I feel like they're just trying to make fire.
He does, he is, I will say this, he is evasive.
He is evasive.
And Darcy hates that.
That's what this is about.
The Silva sisters, both of them, just can't handle not talking about everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything!
And Florian just goes, yeah. Georgie and Florian go to the gym, and they're saying things like, you work out every day? Florian, I try. That's basically
Georgie
it.
Georgie just jumps on a pull-up machine and just
I got
starts,
an erection.
And y'all, he's working out, and so his arms just start kind of
his
gorging
arms
up.
Are huge.
Oh, y'all.
He could wreck me.
One of the biggest absolutely dicks in the 90-day multiverse.
But I said before, I don't think he's very pretty.
What do you
I don't
mean
think
not
he's an
pretty?
Attractive. Like,
I think it's beautiful.
Even for an uncut penis, I believe it's... It's not, it hasn't, it's, I believe it's probably tapered.
Oh, okay.
So
not thick
bigger.
On the end.
Yeah, it's bigger.
Like a big mushroom head?
No, it's not. That's okay. What I'm saying. It's got a, but it's really thick at the base.
Like an atomic bomb kind of dick.
Yeah.
Is you,
yeah,
okay.
It tapers like a candle.
Okay.
And I believe it's a little bulky and bumpy.
Oh, Georgie, if you're listening, send us a pic. Let us know.
But y'all, pretty dicks are overrated sometimes.
But I told Poodle, y'all, his although, dick is so big, whenever it's inside you, you just kind of go, oh, and you can't think about anything else.
Yeah, you are. That's the definition of being in the present. Y'all, when you're being ramrodded by a huge penis, and all you can think of
I'm being fucked.
That's what Gary Zukav meant. Seat of the soul.
I'm being fucked.
I'm being fucked.
There is something.
Every
you're
moment.
Just in your head going, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening.
And you're listening to this with your kids in the car.
Yeah.
Hopefully with your earbuds in, you're like, yeah, been there.
Been there.
Been there.
Not with your father. But I've been there.
No. Honestly, if you've settled with the best dick you've ever had, good for you.
Oh, good for
you. I can honestly say most of that really good dick is devil dick. It's never really going to pan out. It's all devil dick.
I wish I could say you're not right.
Yeah, it's all the best of the dick that you'll ever have. 5 to 10% of that is devil dick. You just have to discount that and think you'll never have it again.
If you settled with your devil dick and you tamed that devil dick,
good for you.
Let us know. Good for you.
That rarely happens.
Good for you.
So they're at the gym.
But that basically is, you're right. That is, I kind of was really expecting this to be a funny conversation. It was
no,
kind of the
wah, wah. And Florian says, it's fucked up that you compare my situation with your situation. Because you've been here for 10 years. I've been here for 1 year. I quit my job, moved with my family. And Georgie's like, I quit my job. He's like, yeah, bro, but it's not the same.
And Georgie said, yeah, I quit my job. He said, I bought her $1,000 on her birthday. I put it on my credit card. Yeah. I buy her gifts. I did see on George's Instagram, he has an Insta story, and it says, help. There's a picture of a sock with money in it. It says, help me with the sock money. Book me on Cameo.
Stop.
It was really like tongue-in-cheek. It was actually funny.
So
what if I booked a cameo from you from Georgie and asked him to be shirtless?
How much is it?
$39.
I don't want you to ask anyone. That's gross. I don't think you should ever ask anyone to be shirtless on their cameos.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Please.
Your face was just
people
so incredulous.
People ask you to put on a wig and ride a fucking Peloton machine for it.
That's true.
I can ask someone. People ask you to judge the size of their husband's penis by a picture. People have asked me to tell them the sex of their child. You've had that.
Oh, come on.
We've had these things. We can ask someone to be shirtless
I guess.
In a cameo.
It feels like harassment.
Just say no.
That's true.
Don't
You're
take
right.
my cameo.
So Florian
be different
saying,
if it's a woman.
Yes. Florian is saying things like, no, Georgie never wrong. Georgie never wrong.
Because Georgie, y'all, this is kind of where I kind of went, oh, okay, I can see what Georgie's talking
about. I see their point.
Because Florian brings up a great point, and Georgie's like, nope, what did I say? I have nothing to apologize
it's very,
about.
It's very Mike of Mike and Natalie. It's a little,
come say, do you say whatever in
Bulgarian. So he basically says, Georgie says, you know, she's like, she always has questions. And Georgie says something that really makes sense. Georgie says, she's always going to question everything anyway.
Yeah, he gets it.
And
he's right. What's the point? Because she's, y'all, he could give her all the love in the world, and she would, oh, wow.
Get off your phone. What is that? What is it?
That's whatever in Bulgarian. How would you say it?
I can't read Cyrillic. No, kaboto?
Kakotui.
Yeah, I think the anglicization isn't really working.
You know, it looked confusing to me. I'm not going to try to attempt it.
Yeah, Bulgarian is not something I'm familiar with.
Shocking. I mean, because you've been,
I know,
traveled Bulgaria.
A lot of those, I haven't been.
Oh,
there.
You haven't been to Bulgaria?
No. The only Eastern European countries I've been to are
the Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic is the farthest east I've been.
We need to take a Dick Riviera reality.
Oh, I
case
would love
tour.
That.
We've got to go,
and it would need to be on Below Deck Med.
That is. That's where they
let's
are now.
Y'all,
can we combine?
Could we? What if we did? What if we did a Below Deck Med tour?
They're never going to have us on. Sure. And
I'd tell Captain Sandy about how much of a bitch she was.
Do you know those are like $150,000 or something like ridiculous like that?
Is there a smaller option available?
Cut to me and Poodle in a blow-up life raft just rowing around Croatia.
Is there an economy yelling, option available?
And Poodle just yelling
stroke,
at me.
Stroke. I'm just sitting there trying to get sun on my face.
That's how that's going to work. Anyway, Georgie's like, you know, she's never going to be happy, no matter what. And what am I going to do? And he said, I really thought Florian would be on my side. He said, but
nobody's
no one
on,
is
my,
on
side.
My side. Cut to y'all. This is real short. But baby, Daddy Silva is taking the girl shopping for a car.
Daddy Silva.
Daddy Silva. Because it's
but
Aniko's
he says, we're just
16.
Looking.
We're just looking.
And she's, of course, Aniko picks out a blue Land Rover.
No, it's a Jeep.
Oh, it's a Jeep?
It's a Jeep. It's not a Land Rover. It's a Jeep. And so she picks out a Jeep. And they're like, what kind of car did mom have? And he's like, they had a Volkswagen, dependable car. And they're both like,
And she's like, but. He's like, you're going to get, but they wrecked it the first year they had because they didn't respect it.
So that's why you're going to get a job
and
work for
like,
a car. I love that response. She went, that's so annoying.
They're typical 16-year-old and 15-year-old.
But y'all, he's going to make her work for that car.
I must say, I'm not going to tell any of you how to raise your kids, but my first car, I had to work for, I had to get, I'd earn half the money before I was given anything.
Oh, really?
I had to earn half of it, and then my parents helped me with the other half.
I think that's good.
And you know what I did? And guess what? My brother was bought a car. For some reason, I guess my parents just gave up.
It was the other way with my brother. So my dad made a thing.
But no, I was saying my brother wrecked his car in a year.
Okay, so here, same for my brother.
Yeah.
My dad told my brother, because my brother was, I look back on, I think my brother was dyslexic, but he was, because he's way smarter than me, but he just had trouble in school and he didn't apply himself. And so they said, if you apply yourself, and my dad kind of like made a chart, like if you get straight A's, I'll get you a new car.
Yeah.
If you get A's and B's, I'll get you a used car.
Yeah.
And it kind of dwindled down. And he said, remember, he said, if you get D's, I'll get you a tricycle. And so it was a joke, but he said, this is how we do it. Well, my brother was making like C's and stuff at the time.
Yep.
And so, but my dad got him a nice truck.
Yeah.
Like nicer than what he promised.
Didn't go back on it. Yeah.
And he wrecked it in 6 months.
Yep.
Whereas I...
Probably because of his guilt for the divorce.
Maybe. No, he didn't get... That wasn't... He got divorced when I got a car. Whereas I had to take my brother's old car, probably because they were getting divorced and he was paying for it. But the reason I got a brand new car when I was 18, because I had straight A's.
Yeah.
And he held me to it.
Well,
and guess what? I didn't wreck my car.
You didn't wreck your car.
Just like you didn't.
I did not wreck my car.
So I think it's because I told my dad I was going to work, but I was doing so much extracurricular activity stuff. My dad said he didn't actually want me to work because he said I had to go to work when I was 13. So if you're doing good in school and you're making straight and you're involved, he said if you're coming home every night doing nothing, you're going to go to work.
All my work was done in the summer.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
I was never allowed to work during the year either.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, so that's what – so yeah, it's good y'all to have – rules for your kids like that.
I agree.
Two gay men offering parenting advice.
There
you go. I feel like every time we do this, Jackie goes, Christ.
She gets more gray hair every time. I mean, her first gray hair.
So, y'all, so that's going to be the deal. We'll see what kind of car she gets. We should probably take a break.
We should take a break.
All right. We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Speaking of inappropriate announcements, inappropriate things said to people. Actually, we got our Facebook group shut down, and we thought it's because of something we did or someone said something.
Yeah.
Ironically, y'all, and we're not making it up, we'll show you the receipts.
Yep.
The group was shut down. Jackie and everybody freaked out.
Our sissy squad. Join our sissy squad, y'all. We have fun in there. It's our Facebook group.
We have a good time in there. And so good, in fact, that we messaged Facebook and we're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
And they emailed us back 2 hours later and said,
oh, sorry, my bad. Our bad.
They literally said, our bad. That was on us. And I guess this was like a week ago. I guess a lot of Facebook groups
were being erroneously shut down. However,
so we didn't do it, but it's brought up a good point of us being proactive and making sure that our group does not get shut down because y'all Zuckerberg's watching.
Yeah. And you can get zucked for just saying like fuck or especially bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch is a hate speech.
Hate speech.
I said I wanted to kill someone. And of course,
I love that when I get an email. Your admin and creator said something that was horribly inappropriate.
No, I think I said it was someone I said needed to be ritually murdered. It was pretty brutal.
So, and I know we say these things and we don't mean them literally.
No, I did not.
But Facebook takes it. So y'all.
Because the algorithm.
If you want to say you're a dick pig, that's great. Don't type the word dick. Put an eggplant.
Emojis are your friends.
Emojis are your friend. Don't type the word pussy. Put a picture emoji of a cat.
Or even better, bitch seems to be extremely volatile.
Yeah. If you want to say
use the little B emoji.
Now, again, not people in the squad. We only make fun of people on the reality shows.
Right.
But if someone is being a B, they just put a little B emoji.
Yeah.
And if you want someone murdered, don't say anything at all, poodle.
I learned that lesson.
Anyway, y'all, thankfully, we're still up and going. We haven't got shut down, but we thought this is a good time.
It's a good time.
Also,
emojis are your friends, y'all. Be careful.
Don't show your tits.
Yeah. And don't post actual pics of penises.
I know some of you get, y'all, you think we're being funny?
You should see what we get.
People get very excited and they're like, oh my God, look at this guy's dick. And we're like, you can't put that on Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg just went.
Anyway,
back to Darcy and Stacey. So y'all, they're going to see Octavia.
They're getting in that suburban, big old suburban.
The horse hair is out. Stacey's got hers in a high pony.
Stacey's driving. Darcy's in the driver's seat. They get in the car.
Stacey's got so much eye makeup on for the day.
She does.
Yeah.
Stacey, and so they get in the car and they sit there and they lock the door and then Stacey just kind of looks at Darcy. You sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
Wow. If he's going to be my daughter's stepdad, I got to make sure he's who he says he is. And if you notice, y'all, Stacey supports Darcy in her own way. And we brought this up, I think, last season. Stacey just undermines Darcy's confidence
over and over again.
Did you notice how Stacey kept saying to Darcy, you feeling nervous? And Darcy's like, no, I'm good. I'm feeling strong.
Because I'd feel nervous if I was going to talk to my...
You would?
I feel nervous if I was going to talk to my ex-wife. Because look at her. She's gorgeous.
Why would you?
Saw her. You saw her.
She's real pretty.
She's gorgeous.
She's real pretty. She's real young,
She's
too.
Young. Young. Oh. Look at those boobies.
Oh.
Those probably aren't even enhanced.
Oh, well. Wow, that's some good boobs.
And like when she was saying, maybe he never loved you. There is a level of just twin competition they will never outgrow.
Never outgrow. And it's my favorite moments of Stacey and Darcy.
It is. Yep. Maybe he's using your money. I will have your back. I mean, you might be a loser, but you're my loser.
Now you say.
So you might be completely unlovable, but I love you.
I'm ready. So y'all, they do walk in. They meet Octavia. She's
gorgeous. She's a fucking beautiful, knockout.
Beautiful black woman. We're saying that because the topic of race comes up.
Right.
Beautiful, gorgeous. And so...
And she's younger.
Young. She's probably maybe 28.
Yeah.
Maybe a good 30 if she's had to work. So,
you know, as soon as they walked in there and Darcy saw her in person, like, oh, God, she's real young. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you can tell Darcy.
She was intimidated.
But I know she made that face like when you eat a pickle.
She did.
Yep. And so they go and sit, and Darcy sits down. She says, I'm grateful. I have a lot of questions. Octavia's like, look.
She does say, you know, we got a lot going on in our lives right now, but we really need to ask you.
And Octavia's like, you know, as women, a lot of us, she's like, we go through the same thing. She's like, I'm not here to bash Georgie, but I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, and I want to make sure we give each other grace.
Yes.
As women, which is a great thing to say.
Cut to Darcy saying, thank you for meeting me. I'm sorry it didn't work out. And Octavia says, I'm not sorry at all.
That was my favorite moment when she's like, sorry it didn't work out. You're not sorry.
You're not, yeah. And Octavia's like, I'm not either.
So
it reminds me, no, I don't remember this, but I remember it.
Shocking.
There's a country song. Oh, no, it's not a country song.
This is going well.
It reminds me of like the beginning of The Boy Is Mine when she's like, hey girl, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
And then Monica was like, yeah, what do you want to talk about? And she's like, well, I need to talk about that boy. Which boy? You know what I mean? It was like
yes.
this woman to woman talk that was very popular in the 90s.
It was. Girl, we got to level with one another.
We got to level. Whitney Houston did this too.
Yes.
What is that song? This is a remake of my life.
Again, B-sides.
I was your fool too many
B-sides.
Times. Enjoy it now, because it won't last.
What song
Same
is that?
Same script, different yes. cast.
That was near the end.
That was near the end. That was near
the
end.
But she could barely sing.
Y'all, someone, I think a sissy said this. If you haven't seen the woman who does, like, she's a 90s vocal teacher.
I've not seen it. No.
Oh, I saved it, I thought, for you. It's a woman, and she says, she's like, hi, my name is, it's a joke, it's all comedy. Yeah. She's like, my name is, like, you know, Mary Shipley or whatever. And she's like, and I teach 90s vocal technique.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, this is what I call the SWV. And she's going, and she says to her student, she's like, it's like having a seizure. I need you to just shake. It's so good.
I need to watch that.
You would love it. Sissy, send it to Poodle. Y'all, don't send stuff to Reality Gays. We miss it because we get so much.
We get a lot of stuff.
If you want Poodle to see something,
send it to me.
Jake It or Fake It. Yep. If you want me to see it, send it to them at Tamar.
So,
and not Reality Gays.
Starts,
we get a lot.
She starts in saying, you know, it's sometimes he ignores me for a couple days, which is not really true.
And she's just nodding her face like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I
and
see you.
She's like, you know, it's always, he always has his way. He always has to have his way. That's why we call him princess.
Yeah, that's what Octavia says. That's why we call him princess.
And they both twins went,
And then Stacy just immediately launches into the clothes to birthday yeah. gate.
You know, we were, for my birthday, we were buying clothes. And all of a sudden, he's like spending like $1,000. I'm like just sitting out here going, where's my turn? Stacy's still bitter about not
she
having
says,
clothes.
A little bitter. And then Darcy's like, yeah, that's true. Spent a lot of money on clothes. A lot of monies. And then Stacy starts then just asking her, how much, Darcy? How much? And Darcy's trying to keep talking.
How much, Darcy?
Like, you know, I wanted to talk about, okay, I wasn't going to talk about that yet.
How much?
Okay.
Tell her.
$50,000.
And Octavia went, Oh. And then, in the moment, she's like, I was very concerned when she said that she spent $50,000 on clothes for him.
She said,
because that's a lot.
She said, tell his ass no.
Yeah. Y'all, Darcy can't do that.
It's because his ass is beautiful.
But also, it would not matter. Darcy just can't tell men no.
No, she can't. She can't
and
tell.
I
don't think she can tell anyone
and
no.
And Georgie likes nice things.
He does.
And he has no problem with saying, can you get this for me?
You know, I think this is not a case of Georgie taking advantage of her. I think this is Darcy and Stacy meeting a beautiful model in Miami. She needs a good arm piece that looks good on television.
Yep.
I think she does. And she ended up falling in love with him and cares for him. Because I think Darcy can talk herself into love with anyone.
Oh, yeah.
So
she could fall in love with one of us. No.
Why are your lights flickering?
They are flickering.
Is it a gay club in here? No
That's why they had to bring it here. Well, waste your time, you know?
It's so, but I think this is a case of not Georgie's taking advantage of her. They've met, and under certain unwritten, unspoken rules, and now Darcy wants to change the rules.
Yeah.
I think it's more of that. And Octavia says to Darcy, Darcy, she's like, again, like a 90s song, woman to woman. And they all, Darcy and Stacey kind of lean in and with their lips, just like they're going to suck her out, her essence. And she's like, his girlfriend before, because Darcy said, does he have a type?
Yeah.
And she said,
not you.
Yeah, because she said, the girlfriend before, all the people he's been in relationships with,
have been black women.
She was a black woman. She was a model. I've only seen him with black women.
And the
except
one,
for one non-black woman.
Who was a woman of a certain wealth.
And Darcy
and
goes,
age.
Again, that pickle face, or like,
and at one point, she's like, and I found him on a Sugar Mama website.
What? Sugar Mama.
Sugar Mama.
Sugar Mama.
I'm not going to be his Sugar Mama.
Sugar Mama. Told you.
He's not going to be his Sugar Mama. Tell you that right now.
Sugar Mama. Sugar Mama. And so Darcy kind of says, well, how did things end? And Octavia basically says he wasn't there, you know?
I think Octavia is being super generous here.
Oh.
By telling them all this. Because she doesn't owe them a fucking thing.
Well, casting's paying her.
That's true.
But, I mean, I think she's his real girlfriend, but...
No, she's his real ex.
But Octavia's like, you know, it's not about being accountable. And accountable, he didn't let me in. Eventually, enough is enough. And she tells Darcy, you need to be selfish.
Put yourself first. And Darcy went...
Thank you. And then Octavia says, yeah, and then he told me he was divorced, but I haven't received anything in the mail.
And y'all...
And Stacey goes...
Stacey goes, oh,
really? What? Wow. She's like, yeah. She's, and Darcy said, well, he told me this divorce is finalized, but I never saw the papers.
Stacey just keep
Stacey,
saying,
wow. Stacey again,
wow.
The voice to make Darcy feel better says, wow, Darcy.
He could not even be divorced.
Octavia, you're still married? You're still married? Darcy, did you hear that? And Octavia says, unfortunately, and then when Stacey goes, wow.
You're right. She made it. Stacey made the situation 10 times worse.
10 times worse. It was, when she said wow, it was chef's kiss.
Wow.
Wow. Y'all, if we didn't have too much Fuckboy Island to cover this week,
we would film that.
We would have filmed that, but we've got too much podcasting to do.
I will say, Stacey is doing the kind of like motivational speech on the way to dinner. You don't deserve this. You're not an ATM machine. You're a person with a heart and a soul. You're giving. You're very giving. I'll be damned if he takes advantage of you.
I know I felt my drain.
And then y'all.
That's my worst fear. It's going to be true.
She reaches over with her awfully gaudily nailed hand and takes Darcy's gaudily nailed hand.
And they hold hands and y'all admit it. This
fucking
is
awful nails.
When you watch yourself, but doesn't a part of you go,
yeah, there's,
it clutches your chest and you go, oh, I love them.
Yeah.
And then they're on the way to dinner and Stacey's like, all right, twin power, activate. And they go.
Georgie's wearing this ridiculous fake fur.
What's the one he bought before on Stacey's right. birthday?
Yeah.
That she's it's upset.
And y'all, it's not cold enough. He just likes nice things.
Well, it is December in D.C.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, it's Christmas shit everywhere.
Yep.
Remember when Darcy's was outside waiting?
Right.
It's cold. Ooh, gotta pee.
So they're getting oysters, and they're like, aphrodisiac city. Florian takes one look at the oyster and goes, ew, I not eat this, Jesus Lord.
Jesus Lord.
I not eat these.
Darcy's like, oh, it's aphrodisiac. Ugh.
And so he's feeding her the oysters. We all know how I feel about people feeding people.
And her face. She fed it to her and she goes, whoa.
I know, she didn't like it either.
And she kind of looks like a frog. And so then they're kind of sitting there. You
She's
know what?
Spiraling,
we weren't
y'all.
Planning on doing
oh,
this,
God.
But I just feel it.
Yep.
Y'all.
Spill it out.
She's sitting there, and it's time for a Darcy and Stacy theater.
And he's just taken off his coat.
He's taken off his coat.
I'm hooked.
Imagine it's dead silent and action.
Oh, you're feeding her an oyster. That's love. That's love. That's cute. Ah, that's nice.
Do you love me? Do you love me, Georgie?
Of course I love you.
Don't you love her? Tell her you love her. Tell her you love her.
Yes, Stace. Yes. Do you love me as a person? Do you respect me?
Of course
Do you love my chachis?
I love you.
You love my joni?
I love you as a person.
Yeah, you love my jonis and my chachis?
Yeah, I love all your jonis and chachis.
You have some happy days with me?
Yes. I want all of your happy days to
Are
be
you
yours
divorced?
And
Did
mine.
Did you see papers? I haven't seen papers.
She doesn't see papers. She doesn't see papers, Stace.
I haven't seen papers. Papers.
Georgie has sent the papers.
Papers. You know
papers.
What?
Papers. Papers.
Tell me, Georgie.
I want oyster.
I saw your ex-wife today. Yeah. We saw Octavia.
No,
we saw Octavia.
Can't believe
somebody,
you did that.
Where's the mic drop?
She's gorgeous. We went there and...
Didn't have to say that, Stace.
We still can't believe...
She wasn't that pretty.
I mean, like, she looks at least 25 years younger
okay,
than
Okay, we
got
it, Stacey. Got it. Got it, Georgie. Confirmation, I need it.
So,
You never love me!
I want to know, Georgie. Was she your sugar mama? Is she your sugar mama? Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
Sometimes I do not want to date young girls, but
I still think I get honesty from you. I deserve better than this. I'm ready for a forever love. You deserve it, Darce.
Thanks, Dace. Twin power. Activate.
They get up and leave.
And they leave. And Georgie and Florian are still hungry.
Are you going to eat that?
And scene.
There's a lot of rolls in that.
There's a lot of rolls.
I wrote down, will they ever finish a dinner? Will the Silvas ever finish a dinner? I hope they're actually eating after. Like they stop at Carl's Jr. on the way home.
At least get some curly fries.
Anyway. God, I love this show.
It's so good.
I hope if you don't watch the show, if you only listen to the recap, do yourself a favor. It's a fun, frilly show.
Yeah.
They get the joke, y'all. The Silvas get the joke.
It's a great show.
Yeah. I don't know if Georgie gets the joke.
I don't know if he does. Although Florian didn't get it last year.
No.
Now he's much so.
Yeah. I don't know.
Think Georgie and Darcy are going to work out?
No.
You don't think they
are? No.
I don't know. I actually am totally in the middle. I don't know.
I
think if he turns things around,
I think
she'll take him back.
I think they'll be together through the end of this season. I don't think they are end game.
I don't know if they are.
She needs to grow up a little bit more and not be the... older woman with a younger boy
I don't
toy.
Know if Darcy could ever be with someone and be normal.
I don't know either. Yep, that's the difference between her and Stacy. Stacy, I think, understands compromise.
Stacy can kind of ground herself a little bit.
Yeah,
Darcy.
Just an emotional spiraling mess.
I want her and Georgie to work out.
I don't know. There's a little bit... I feel like he might just be in it for the fame. I don't know.
I kind of think so.
Maybe that can make it work. I don't know.
I just hope we get to see his dick.
That'd be nice.
That's the show, everybody. There you go. Darcy and Stacy on TLC. We love it. Hey, go to realitygazepodcast.com. You can see, what can they see there? All of our shit. When's the new merch coming?
Next week.
Okay, just checking, everybody.
You can find us on Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Reality Gaze Pod. Y'all come at us on Cameo. We are there. And if you're an Apple Podcast, leave us a 5-star. Are you putting up my nail file?
Yeah, you're going to lose it.
Thank you. Thank you for fixing my life.
Boy, you are finally welcome.
Leave us
Boy,
a 5-star review on Apple
that's
Podcasts.
That's what I wanted to hear for 10 years.
Leave us a
That reminds me, I got to call the housekeeper for you. I gotta go. Shut up. I gotta do stuff for
Leave
Poodle.
Leave us a 5-star review if you don't know what to write. To write, keep going, Queens.
Y'all, if you've got a best friend and you want him to get shit done, call the housekeeper. Or the second best thing, manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.